The topic for today is the lost paradise regained.
Children, you are dismissed.
And our scripture today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 1 through 14.
好，我请我们的会众一起起立，
Invite all the congregation to stand.
我们一起来读一下经文。
Let's read this section of scripture.
我们读一句中文，然后我们如果是读中文的，请你读中文，然后如果你是读英文的，请你读英文，我们读一句中文，读一句英文，好吧？ 好，我们中文先来。所罗门做完耶和华殿的一切工，就把他父大卫非别为圣的金银和器皿都带来，放在神殿的库腹里。Then
Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes. Thus all the work that Solomon did for the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon brought in the things that David his father had dedicated, and stored the silver, the gold, and all the vessels in the treasures of the house of God.
那时所罗门将以色列的长老、各支派的首领，并以色列的族长召聚到耶路撒冷，要把耶和华的约柜从大卫城，就是西安运上来。
Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the leaders of the fathers' houses of the people of Israel in Jerusalem, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion.
于是以色列众人在七月节前都聚集到王那里。
And all the men of Israel assembled before the king at the feast that is in the seventh month.
以色列众长老来到，利未人便抬起约柜。
And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark.
祭司利未人将约柜运上来，又将会幕和会幕的一切器具都带上来。
And they brought up the ark, the tent of meeting, and all the holy vessels that were in the tent. The Levitical priest brought them up.
所罗门王聚集到他那里的以色列全会众都在约柜前献牛羊为祭，多得不可胜数。
And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel who had assembled before him were before the ark, sacrificing so many sheep and oxen that they could not be counted or numbered.
祭司将耶和华的约柜抬进内殿，就是至圣所，放在两个基路伯的翅膀底下。
Then the priest brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord to its place in the inner sanctuary of the house, in the most holy place underneath the wings of the cherubim.
基路伯张着翅膀在约柜之上。
The cherubim spread out their wings over the place of the ark, so that the cherubim made a covering above the ark and its poles.
这杠甚长，杠头在内殿前可以看见，在殿外却不能看见，直到如今还在那里。
And the poles were so long that the ends of the poles were seen from the holy place before the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen from outside, and they are there to this day.
约柜里唯有两块石板。
There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets that Moses put there at Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with the people of Israel when they came out of Egypt.
当时在那里所有的祭司都并不分班供职。
And when the priests came out of the holy place where all the priests were present and consecrated themselves without regard to their divisions,
他们出圣所的时候，歌唱的利未人亚萨、希曼、耶队和他们众弟兄都穿细麻布衣服，站在坛的东边，敲钹、鼓瑟、弹琴，同着他们有一共。
And all the Levitical singers, Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, their sons and kinsmen, arrayed in fine linen with cymbals, harps, and lyres, stood east of the altar with 120 priests who were trumpeters.
吹号的、歌唱的都一起发声，声和为一，赞美感谢耶和华。吹号、敲把，用各种乐器扬声赞美耶和华，说：“耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。” 那时耶和华的殿有云充满。
And it was the duty of the trumpeters and singers to make themselves heard in unison in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. And when The song was raised with trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments in praise to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. The house of the Lord was filled with a cloud.
是指祭司不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了神的殿。
So that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，我们把这段话语仰望交托在你的手中，愿你在我们当中居首位掌王权。
Although we give thanks to you, we pray that you will keep this word in your hands, and we pray that you will be exalted among us.
也愿你圣灵来高牧孩子，让孩子在你的面前放胆传讲你的话语。
And pray that you anoint the speaker that he may be bold to proclaim your word.
愿你的话语在孩子的口中毫无拦阻。May
your word be unhindered in his mouth.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated. And this today is Second Chronicles, is after that Solomon has built and dedicated the temple.
那么在第一节里面所说，所罗门做完了耶和华殿的一切工作。所罗门是在他在位的第四年开始建造圣殿，他建造了七年，到他在位的第11年的时候，开这个圣殿被建造成功。
And Solomon started building the temple in the fourth year of his reign, and he completed it after 7 years on the 11th year of his reign.
我们知道大在他的父亲大卫王在世的时候就想建造圣殿，所以他准备了很多的人力财力。
We know that his father King David wanted to build a temple in his time, and so he prepared a lot of manpower and even materials.
但是神不让大卫建殿，所以说神说要你的孩子要让他的儿子所罗门才能建造圣殿。But
God did not allow David to build a temple; he wanted his son Solomon to build it.
所以所罗门建造好圣殿之后，就把大卫所预备的这些所有在圣殿里面的器皿都搬过去，搬到圣殿里面。So
after Solomon has built the temple, he bring all the instruments that David has prepared into the temple.
然后在第二节里面，所罗门就召集所有以色列全以色列的长老，然后各支派的首领，以及以色列的族长，都把他们全召集到耶路撒冷。
In verse 2, he assembled all the elders of Israel, all the heads of the tribes, leaders of the father of houses of the people of Israel to bring to Jerusalem.
So the
elders and leaders and the heads of the tribes represented the whole Israelite.
所以他们要把他们召集到耶路撒冷，要为这个圣殿的建成献上感恩、献上赞美。
Assemble them to Jerusalem to give thanks for the temple.
而且他们要把约柜从那个大卫城，要从大卫城就是锡安，要运到大卫是在锡安，那个大卫城是在锡安山上，要运到摩利亚山上，圣殿在摩利亚山。
And so they want to bring the Ark of the Covenant, which is in Zion, on the Mount Zion, to Mount Moriah, where the temple is built.
那这两个山离得不是很远，很近啊。
It's very near. These two mountains, it's not very far.
那李长老和罗姐他们今天去耶路撒冷，我不知道有没有去看锡安山，有没有看摩利亚山。An
elderly was there at the Holy Land, where they have seen these two mounts.
应该不是很远，两个山离得不是很远吧。They
are not very far from one another.
所以他们要把这个那个约柜原来是放在这个锡安山上，他们要把它搬到圣殿所在的摩利亚山。So
it's originally in Mount Zion, and they want to move it to the Mount Moriah, where the temple is built.
所以他们，所以以色列的这些所有的长老，那个所罗门召集他们，在七月份，他们就在聚集到耶路撒冷。And
so Solomon assembled all these leaders in Jerusalem on the seventh month.
因为七月对以色列来说是一个很特别的月。Because
seventh month is a very special month for the Israelites.
七月初一是以色列的什么节？
What is the first day of the seventh month for the Israelites?
大家知道吗？有人知道吗？
Anybody knew? No.
有人知道七月初一是什么节气吗？
What's the first day of the seventh month?
有人知道七月初十是什么节气吗？
Then what's the 10th day of the 7th month?
有人知道七月十五是什么节气吗？
Do you know what's the 15th
day of the 7th？七月初一是他们的吹角节。
And so the first day of the 7th month is the feast of the trumpets.
所以他们要吹角。
They are to blow the trumpets.
那七月初十是赎罪日。
And on the 10th day of the on the 7th month is the day of
atonement. 是在以色列一年当中最重要的一日。
It's the most important day of the Israelite calendar.
他们要在全以色列要找一个红牛犊出来，就是全身没有杂毛的红牛犊。
They are to find a red heifer to give to God, sacrifice to God.
然后七月十五是祝棚节。
And then in 15th of the 7th month is the feast of Tabernacles.
他们在一起就是一起来欢喜快乐，一起来 celebration， 一起来称颂上帝。
And they will be joyful together to praise God in celebration.
所以七月是一个很特别的这个月份。
So 7th month is a very special month for the Israelites.
所以这以色列众长老、以色列的首领，他们在七月份聚集到耶路撒冷，他们要在这里圣殿建成了。他们要在这里要献殿。
And all these elders and leaders come to Jerusalem. The temple has been built. They are here to dedicate it and to give thanks to God.
然后我们在这下面这些经节当中看到他们要做的最重要的两件事情是什么
？And what is the two most important things they are to do during this time? We see in these verses here.
那么第一件事情就是他们要把这个约柜从这个大卫城，从这个锡安要搬到摩利亚，搬到圣殿里面。
And of course, the first thing is to bring the Ark of the Covenant from Mount Zion to Mount Moriah in the temple.
所以这里这个是利未人做的，因为利未人他们就是在圣殿里面服侍的。
And these are done by the Levites because they are serving in the temple.
所以他们利未人就把这个约柜抬上来，然后也把会幕里面，以前他们是会幕，现在他们有圣殿了，把会幕里面所有的器具都带上来，要搬到圣殿里面。
So the Levites took the ark and all the holy vessels that were in the tent of meeting, and they bring it into the temple.
所以当他们带到这里的时候，祭司就把这个神的约柜、耶和华的约柜抬到那个内殿。我们知道圣殿有外殿，有内殿。内殿是一个四方形的，是一个 cube， 所以他们抬到内殿，放在内殿里面有两个基路伯。
So the Levitical priests bring the Ark of the Covenant from the outer holy place into the inner sanctuary, which is a cube with the two cherubim.
所以他们把约柜放在这个基路伯的下面。
They put the Ark of the Covenant under the cherubim.
这是他们所做的最重要的一件事情。
This is one of the most important things they did.
为什么是最重要的一件事情
？Why is it the most important?
因为这个约柜是一个代表他们与上帝所立的约。
Because this ark of the covenant represents the covenant that they've made with God.
所以他们是约中的子民。
So they are a covenanted people.
这个约柜里面放了两个法版。
So in this covenant, there's two tablets.
那么这两个法版我们知道上面是十诫对不对
And we know that this tablet on it is carved the Ten Commandments.
因为这个十诫是代表以色列人他们在这个约中他们应该遵守什么的律法
Because this law represents what they ought to adhere to in the covenant.
所以这是他们做的最重要的事情之一
This is one of the most important things they did.
那么还有另外一件事情他们要很重要的事情他们要做
But there's another thing that they have to do.
就是说所罗门带领聚集到他周围的所有的领袖，他们一起献祭。
So the Solomon assembled all the leaders to sacrifice.
所以他们献的牛羊是多不可胜数的。
And they sacrificed so many sheep and oxen they could not be counted.
所以他们做完了这个事情之后，然后他们所有的祭司，我们在这里看到歌唱的利未人，亚萨、西曼、耶杜对和他的众子、众弟兄，他们就在敲拔、鼓瑟、弹琴。以及一百二十个祭司吹号，一同来赞美耶和华。
And then we see that they give thanks and praise to God, all the Levitical singers, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, the sons and kinsmen, with cymbals, harps, lyres, and there were trumpeters.
所以当他们赞美的时候，他们歌唱的时候，他们身合而为一，然后达到神的面前，所以神的荣耀，神的就充满了这殿。
And so when they are singing in unison, their praise comes before God, and the glory of God fills the temple.
那我们在这里。思想一个问题，就是以色列他们为什么这么高兴？为什么这么感恩？为什么要这么要赞美神
？So now we read the thing. Why are the Israelites so happy and joyful to give thanks and praise to God？
所以这是我们今天要讲的三个三点。第一点是所罗门献殿，我们要讲以色列人的历史。
So these are the three points today. The first we are to talk about dedication of the temple, the Israelites' history.
第二点我们要讲失乐园和富乐园，我们讲整个人类的历史。
And so we will talk about then the second point, the paradise lost and restored, the history of mankind.
第三点，我们要讲耶稣基督所成就的事情。
And third, we are to talk about what Christ has accomplished.
我们在这里看到所罗门他做了什么事情。
We see here what Solomon has done.
他做了几件事情。第一件事情就召集所有的人，召集以色列所有的长老、首领来到耶路撒冷。
First, he assembled all the elders and leaders to Jerusalem.
第二件事情就是说，他带着这些所有的领袖一起来献祭，对不对
？Second, he brought all these leaders and they sacrificed together.
第三件事情就是说，他带着这个利未人祭司要把这个约柜从这个大卫城搬到圣殿。
And third, he led the Levitical priests to bring the Ark of the Covenant into the temple.
那最后一件事情是赞美。
And finally, he praised.
他们一起赞美。然后升达到耶和华面前。
And they praised together in unison that the praise comes before God.
我们说所罗门他们为什么这样的高兴
？Why is that Solomon and his assembly is so joyful？
对，说为什么以色列人这么的高兴
？Why were the Israelites so joyful？
因为他们圣殿建成了，对不对
？Because the temple was built.
因为这个圣殿建成，圣殿代表什么呢
？What does this temple represent？
所以我们要理解这个，我们就要回顾以色列人的历史。
If we want to understand this, we have to recount the history of Israel.
我们就知道以色列大概，我们如果从他们在雅各带领他的家族下到埃及那个时候算起。
If we start the history from Jacob when he brought his family down to Egypt.
所以到所罗门献殿的时候，大概是有900多年，将近900年的时间。
It's about 900 years later when Solomon dedicated the temple.
因为他们在埃及有450年，对不对
？Because they spent 450 years in Egypt.
然后他们在旷野当中行了40年。
And then they were in the wilderness for 40 years.
然后之后在四世纪大概有300多年的时间。
And then in Judges it's about 300 odd years.
然后之后是扫罗王，那之后是大卫王。
And then you have King Saul and King David.
所以这样算起来大概是1000多年的时间。
So it is about a millennium.
我们知道在这1000多年的时间当中，我们知道我们回顾以色列的历史，我们知道他们的历史都是在凄苦当中，对不对？都是在流浪当中的。
And we know that in these 1,000 years, these are the years of wandering for them.
他们前面450年在埃及是为奴的。
The first 450 years, they were slaves in Egypt.
在旷野当中40年，他们是在流浪在旷野当中。
And in the wilderness, they were wandering for 40 years.
当他们进入到应许之地之后，在这300多年的四世纪的300多年当中，他们周边有各种各样的敌人，然后来威胁他们，来欺压他们。
300 years when they enter into the promised land, there are all kinds of enemies in the land of Canaan to suppress them.
我们知道到扫罗王的时候，他们有一个最大的敌人就是非利士人。
And in King Saul's time, that his greatest enemy was the Philistines.
所以最后扫罗王和他的很多大部分的儿子都战死在那个沙场上。
So eventually, Saul and his sons died in the battle with the Philistines.
那就到大卫的时候，神才兴起大卫。
And only in David's time that God raised him up.
那神兴起大卫就统一了以色列。
God raised him up to unite Israel.
然后。大卫在他多年的征战当中，然后是八方臣服，四海升平。
And so in the years of battle, he achieved peace for the country.
然后在这样的一个时候，然后他们才开始建造这个圣殿。
And at this time of peace, they started building the temple.
所以到大卫的儿子所罗门的时候，他们到所罗门统治的时候，真的是以色列的国力是达到一个最强盛的时候。
And so in the time of Solomon is the climax of the Israelite kingdom.
也神赐和平在他们的当中。
Because God gave peace to them.
所以在这个历代志上的22章。
So in 1 Chronicles chapter 22.
大卫在临死的时候对所罗门这么说的。
And before David died, he said this to Solomon.
历代志的22章17节，大卫对所罗门说：“耶和华你们的神不是与你们同在吗
？”And he said to his son, "Is not the Lord your God with you?"
不是叫你们四围都平安吗
？And has he not given you peace on every side?
他已将这地的居民交在我的手中。
For he has delivered the inhabitants of this land into my hand.
这地就在耶和华与他的百姓面前，以色列人的面前臣服了，制服了。
And the land is subdued before the Lord and his people.
所以现在你们要立定心意，你们要去建耶和华的殿。
Now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God.
所以有没有看到，在所罗门的时候，到所罗门的时候，是以色列过了一个和平的日子。
And so in Solomon's time, it was a time of peace.
所以他们开始建耶和华的圣殿。
They started to build the temple.
所以经过了7年的时间，圣殿建成了。
After 7 years, the temple was constructed.
对以色列人来说，是以色列是他们。圣殿是代表神与他们同在。
And to the Israelites, the temple represents God's presence.
所以他们圣殿建成了，就是他们在圣殿当中可以去朝见神，他们在圣殿当中可以遇见神。
And so when the temple is built, they can go and see God. They can meet God at the temple.
所以神借着圣殿与他们同在。
So God built a temple to be with them.
所以以色列人在这个一千多年的历史当中，最终到这个时候，神与他们同在，神祝福他们，赐他们平安。
So in this 1,000 years of history, God now is with them and God is giving them peace.
所以你把这个圣殿的献殿的放在以色列一千多年的历史当中，你就知道他们为什么这么欢喜，这么快乐，为什么这么感恩，为什么要赞美神。
And you will know why they are so thankful and joyful if you put this dedication of the temple in their history.
所以他们敲拔，他们鼓瑟，他们弹琴，他们吹号，用各种各样的乐器，用各种各样的办法，一起来赞美神。
So they use all kinds of instruments with cymbals, harps, and lyres.
但我们知道以色列的历史其实上是一个缩影。缩影用英文怎么说？啊 ？Miniature.
Oh, it's a miniature. It's a mini narrative. The history of Israel is a mini narrative.
是整个人类历史的一个缩影。
It's a mini narrative of the history of mankind.
我们知道整个人类的历史就像以色列人的历史一样。
We know that the history of mankind is just like the history of Israel.
我们知道当我们的始祖亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面他们犯罪的时候，神把他们赶出伊甸园。
We know that our ancestors Adam and Eve, when they sin in the garden, God has chased them out of the garden.
所以从那个时候起，我们就在这个咒诅当中。
From henceforth, we are under a curse.
所以在创世纪的三章是这样说的，神耶和华打发他们出地伊甸园，然后把他们赶出去，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要守住那个生命树的道路，让他们不能够回到伊甸园去。
And so in Genesis 3:23 it says, the Lord God sent him out of the garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken.
英国有个著名的诗人叫米尔顿。
And there is a famous poet in England called Milton.
他就以这样的一个题材写了两本诗，一首叫《失乐园》，一首叫《富乐园》。
So he's composed this Paradise Lost and Paradise Found.
所以从亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，我们人类就失去了这个乐园，失去了这个伊甸园。
When Adam and Eve sinned, we have lost this paradise.
然后我们就活在这样的一个咒诅当中。
And we are living under this curse.
所以我们在后来看到亚当夏娃的他的儿子甘隐和亚伯，甘隐杀了亚伯，对不对？
And so then we see the sons of Adam and Eve. Cain has killed.
我们在后面一直看到这个人类的历史，人们整个人都想再次回到这个伊甸园当中，回到这个乐园当中。
And the history of mankind is one that they want to go back to the paradise, to go back to the Garden of Eden.
所以这个不仅是以色列人想要回去，而且是整个人类，不管是中国人还是其他的人，都是想要回到这个伊甸园当中，重新与神和好，回到这位创造主的面前。
So it is not just the Israelites who seeks reconciliation, but the whole humankind is looking for reconciliation to go back to God.
我们中国古代的圣人孔子，那么孔子的话，他一生当中的时候，他是很少谈到这个信与天道的。
And so we know that in Confucius, in his whole life, he has seldom talked about faith and the word of God.
Nature and the word of God, yeah. 有这个在中国古代这个性的话，它是 nature， 是人的本质。他是很少谈到人的本质和天道。他为什么不谈呢？因为他不知道这个天道是什么。
Because he doesn't know what the nature of man is, so he doesn't talk much about it.
他承认有天道，他想知道天道，但是因为他觉得这天道离他越来越远了，所以他不知道这个天道是什么。
And so because this heavenly principle is further and further away from man, he doesn't know what it is. He doesn't talk about it.
那在可能老子在《道德经》里面也说：“人法地，地法天。”天法道，道法什么？道法自然。
So,
okay, so, so, so yeah, human people imitate they imitate their
nature,
the earth.
Okay,
earth.
So human
the earth imitate heaven,
okay.
And the heaven imitate the world, the logos, and the logos imitate.他们现在那个道家把这个自然翻译成 aseity，
OK，
翻译成 aseity， aseity 是什么意思呢？ aseity 是一个是基督教神学的一个词，它是代表这位自由拥有的上帝。
So aseity represents the independence of God, that he is not dependent on anything.
所以现在你看道家的，他原来那个道家原来把他那个自然翻译理解为就是说这个自然界的存在。
So as Taoism initially treated this nature as just a natural world.
但是他们现在对这个自然有一个新的解释，觉得这个自然是指那个 acidity.
But now they have a new interpretation of this nature that is acid, is independent of anything else.
所以我觉得这个解释是可能是更加符合老子的那个老子的想法。
Perhaps this is closer to the thinking of Lao Zi.
因为这个 acidity 它指的是自然而然的存在的，就是指的是就是说，就像摩西在出埃及记第三章他见到上帝的时候，上帝说我是自由拥有的神。
Because this this characteristics points to its eternal existence. It's just like Moses meeting the Lord and he says, "I am who I am."
所以我们看到，不管是中国还是以色列，他们都想回到那个伊甸园当中，然后都想回到这位神的面前，与神再重新建立这个。
So whether is it Chinese or Israelite, they wanted to be reconciled. They wanted to come back to God.
但是一个很可悲的现实是，他们发现他们离神越来越远。
But the reality is that they realize they're further and further apart from God.
就像孔子一样，他孔子他一生当中很少言天道，为什么？因为他不知道这天道是什么。
And just like Confucius, he doesn't talk about this heavenly principle because he doesn't know what it is.
但是我们今天很感谢主，我们在这在以色列的历史当中，我们看到在所罗门的时候，他们建造了这个圣殿。在圣殿当中，圣殿是神与人相遇的地方。
But we give thanks to God today that we see in Israelite history when he built a temple, the temple is where man meets God.
所以在这个圣殿对以色列人来说是代表着就是说这个失乐园而复得。
And this temple thus represents the paradise lost that has been found again.
所以这个圣殿代表着他们在圣殿当中与神相遇，他们重新与神和好。
And in this temple, they meet God and they are reconciled with Him.
但是我们知道，我们感谢主，我们知道以色列的历史是人类历史的缩影。所以以色列这个圣殿的建成，它指向是一个更大的事情。
And so this, the building of this temple is pointing to a greater thing.
So it 指向是一个更大的事情。这个更大的事情是什么呢？这更大的事情就是耶稣基督为我们所成就的。
What is this greater thing? This is what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us.
我们刚才讲到了，就是说所罗门王做了什么事情。
And what has Solomon accomplished? What we have said just now.
所罗门召集以色列的所有的长老，所有的领袖来到耶路撒冷。
He has assembled all the leaders and the heads of the tribes of the people to Jerusalem.
所罗门是指向耶稣基督的。
And Solomon points to Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣自己召集他所有的人。
Jesus himself assembled all the peoples.
所以约翰福音的十二章三十二节说：“我若从被地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归向。”
And in John it says that if I'm raised up from the earth, I will draw people to myself.
所以我们在看人的历史这几千年，从耶稣基督到现在两千多年的历史，看到两千多年的历史，当耶稣基督被举起来的时候，有多少人来归向耶稣基督
？And so when we see the history that after Christ has been raised in for these 2,000 over years, how many have come to be under His name?
我们看所罗门做的第二件事情是献祭，对不对
？And we see Solomon's sacrifice, right? It's the second thing he did.
我们知道在旧约的所有的献祭都是指向什么的
？And we know that all Testament sacrifices, what do they point to?
都是指向耶稣在十字架上的献祭。
They point to the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross.
所以希伯来书是这样说的：他们所供奉的事情，他们指的是旧约的事情。他们旧约的祭司所供奉的事情，本是天上事情的形状和影像。
And so in Hebrews it says those the things that they do in the Old Testament is a prototype of what's happening in heaven.
也是旧约的献祭是那个影子，是那个形状。
The sacrifices of the Old Testament are the shadows.
所以真正的那个实体是天上的事情。
The new realities are the things of the heaven.
所以这真正的实体是什么呢
？What is this new reality?
紧接着在。下面一节八章六节所说，如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的。
And then in 8:6 it says Jesus now has a better minister. It's a better.
然后在希伯来书的十章十节里面所说，靠着耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以永远的成圣。
And through Jesus is once and for all sacrifice that will be sanctified.
所以我们在这里看到旧约的献祭是指向耶稣基督在十字架上的献祭而已。
So the Old Testament sacrifices point to the New Testament sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
所以所罗门带领以色列人所有的领袖，然后在耶路撒冷献上成千千千千万万的牛羊。
And then Solomon sacrifices countless sheep and oxen in Jerusalem. But Jesus Christ representing us, he gave himself up on the cross as a sacrifice. The sacrifices of Solomon are but shadows, but the reality of the sacrifice of the New Testament is in Jesus Christ. And Solomon has spent 7 years to build a temple.
那耶稣基督在新约里面说，你们拆毁这殿，我在三日之内要再建造起来。
And Jesus Christ said in the New Testament that if you tear this temple down, I will build it up in 3 days.
所以耶稣基督的意思就是说，我的身体就是这个圣殿。
His meaning is that my body is the temple.
为什么耶稣基督的身体就是圣殿呢？
Why is his body the temple?
因为圣殿是神与人相遇的地方。
Because the temple is where God meets men.
因为耶稣基督既是完全的神，又是完全的人，在耶稣基督这个人的身体里面，神性与人性相遇，在那里永远的相遇。
Because Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man, in him these two distinct natures meet in one person.
所以耶稣基督的身体就是圣殿。
So the body of Christ is the temple.
所以你知道所罗门的圣殿还有摩西的会幕都是指向耶稣基督的身体。So
the temple of Solomon and the tent of Moses all points to Jesus Christ.
而且在保罗在哥林多前书里也说，我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。And
then in 1 Corinthians, Paul says that our body is the temple of Christ.
所以我们所有的基督徒，我们的身体就是圣殿。So
all of us Christians, our body is the temple.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do we say this?
因为在我们的身体当中，神与人相遇。Because
in our body, God meets man.
圣灵住在我们的里面。The
Holy Spirit dwells in us.
三位一体的上帝以圣灵的形式住在我们的里面。
And the triune God in the Holy Spirit, the third person stays, indwells in us.
所以在我们的身体当中，我们人神相遇。
So in our body, God meets man.
所以我们的身体就是神的殿。
Our body is the temple of God.
所以我们在这里面，我看到耶稣基督在新约里面为我们所成就的是远远超过所罗门所做的事情。
So we see what Jesus Christ has accomplished in the New Testament far surpassed that of Solomon.
还有所罗门把这个约柜抬到这个圣殿里面，因为约柜代表他们重生与神所立的约。
And then we see Solomon bring the Ark of the Covenant back into the temple because it is the covenant that they made with God.
但耶稣基督在最后的晚餐的时候，拿起这个杯说：“这是我的血，是与你们所立的新约。”
And Jesus Christ, on the night that he was betrayed, he took the cup and he says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."
而且希伯来书里面这约是更美的约。
And in Hebrew it says, "This is the better covenant."
这约是更美的约，因为在这个神的话语在这个约当中有了新的含义。
And because the word of God has a new meaning in this covenant.
有律法在这个约当中有了新的含义。
And law in this new covenant has a new meaning.
律法不再是捆绑我们的，不再是定我们的罪的。
Law no longer binds us, no longer condemns us.
而且律法反而是帮助我们的。
But law now helps us.
我们还是要遵守律法，耶稣。 在圣经上说，我来不是要废除律法，律法上的一点一画都没有废除。
And we are still going to fulfill the law. Jesus Christ says, "I'm not here to abolish the law."
但不同的地方在于是如何遵守律法。The
difference is how we adhere to the law.
在旧约的时候，他们没有圣灵的内住，所以他们靠着自己的能力去遵守律法。So
in the Old Testament, there is no indwelling of the Spirit. They adhere to the law according to their strength.
但是在新约里面，在福音里面，我们是靠着圣灵，我们靠着神的恩典来遵守律法。But
in the New Testament, in the Gospel, through the power of God dwelling in us, then we keep the law.
一个新的心，一个新的灵，然后这个新的心和新的灵在甘心乐意当中，欢喜快乐当中来遵守神的律法。
So our hearts are renewed, and with this new heart and new spirit, we keep the law with joy and peace.
所以神的这个约被重申。So
the covenant is being renewed.
所以这就是为什么大卫在这个历代志上22章，他快要死的时候，他对所罗门他是这样说的。
And that is why David in 1 Chronicles, when he's about to die, he said this to Solomon.
大卫说：“我要为耶和华建殿，但是耶和华不准我为他建殿。”
He says, "I want to build a sanctuary for the God, for God, but He prevents me from doing so."
因为耶和华的话临到我说：“你流了许多人的血，你打了许多的仗，你不可为我的名建造这殿。”
Because the word of the Lord came to him and says, "You have shed much blood and you have gone through much battle. You are not to build a temple."
这反过来说，要为耶和华建造圣殿的，必须是一个和平之君。
In other words, the one to build a temple must be a prince of peace.
所以你要生一个儿子，他必做太平的人。
And you are to have a son, and he is the man of peace.
我必使他安静，不被四周的仇敌扰乱。他的名要被称为所罗门，就是太平的意思。
I will give him rest from all his surrounding enemies, and his name shall be Solomon, which means peace.
我们看到这句话的时候，我们想到哪一句话？在旧约里面的哪一句预言？
When we see this, what prophecy do we think of?
有没有人答案？以赛亚书的九章六节，对吧？
有
一子为我们而生，他名称为奇妙的策士，全能的神，永在的父，然后是什么？和平之君。
For unto us a child is born, his name is the Counselor, Marvelous Creator.
所以我们在这里看得很清楚，大卫为什么没有不能够建殿？因为他是一个杀人的，他流人血的，对不对？他不是和平之君。
And we see why David could not construct the temple because he is a man of blood.
只有和平之君才能够建造圣殿。
Only the man of peace can construct the temple.
我们知道这个所罗门的名字就是和平的意思。
And so Solomon means peace.
但所罗门的是一个预表，他是一个影子，他指向是那个真正的和平之君。
But he is but a shadow who points to the true Prince of Peace.
所以真正的和平之君就是。耶稣基督。
And the true Prince of Peace is none other than Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣来到这世上，带给我们和平。
So Jesus brought peace to us.
所以在第九节里面，他又说，他要做我的子，他必为我的名建造这圣殿。他要做我的子，我要做他的父，他做以色列的王。这个我指的是耶和华上帝，我必坚定他的王位，直到永远。
And then he says, he shall build a house for my name. He shall be my son.And I will be his father, and I will establish his royal throne in Israel forever.
我要必坚定他的国度直到永远。所以你看到这句话，你就知道这不是指着所罗门讲的。
I will establish his throne forever. So it is not just pointing to Solomon.
所以这是个预言，是指着将来的所罗门，就是指着耶稣基督那个和平之君讲的。
It is a prophecy that points to the true Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ.
所以在这里讲得很清楚，这个和平之君他要建造那个圣殿。
So over here, very clearly it says that the Prince of Peace will build the eternal temple.
So, in this 圣殿当中，我们要与神相遇，我们的人要与神相遇。
In this temple, man will meet with God.
这个圣殿就是主耶稣基督他自己的身体。
And this temple is the body of Jesus Christ himself.
道成了肉身，住在我们的当中。
And word became flesh to dwell among us.
所以神与人相遇。
God meets man.
所以我们在这里看到以色列人因为所罗门所建造的圣殿，他们就欢喜，他们就快乐，他们就感恩，他们就赞美神。
So we see the Israelites rejoice and were happy because of the temple that Solomon built.
那么我们今天难道不应当因为耶稣基督为我们所建造的这个圣殿？难道不应当因为耶稣基督为我们所献上这个赎罪祭？难道不应当因为耶稣基督为我们所成就的一切，我们欢喜，我们感恩，我们赞美？
Should we not then praise and give thanks to God for all that Jesus Christ has done for the temple that he has built?
如果以色列人因为一个影子，他们就感恩，他们就赞美，他们就欢喜。那么我们既然拥有这个实体，难道我们不应该感恩，我们不应该赞美，我们不应该欢喜，我们不应该快乐吗？
If Israelites were rejoicing over a shadow, should we not rejoice and be happy over this reality that we have?
所以以色列他们击鼓，他们跳舞。他们用各种各样的丝弦乐器来赞美神。
So Israelites use all kinds of instruments and harps and lyres to praise God.
我们今天是不是更应该以各种各样的乐器来赞美神？
Today should we not even with more instruments to praise God as well?
因为今天耶稣基督为我们成就的是比所罗门所做的事情更大的事情，更美的事情。
Because Jesus Christ has accomplished something greater, is something more beautiful than Solomon.
因为耶稣基督所做的事情，神悦纳我们，神喜悦我们。
And because of what Jesus Christ has done, God is pleased and accepts us.
神接纳我们进入他的大家庭，我们被称为他的儿女，神接纳我们。
God adopts us into his family as his children.
所以我们要因着这样耶稣基督为我们成就的这个救恩，我们感谢神，我们赞美神。
So for the salvation that Jesus Christ has accomplished for us, we ought to give thanks and praise to God.
我们不但要感恩，而且我们要赞美。
Not only should we give thanks, we should give praise as well.
感恩和赞美是不一样的，对吧？
Thanks and praise is different, right?
我在这里邀请我们所有的我们这些中年人，或者是我们的这些所有的男士弟兄，我们一起来回忆我们当时来追 我们太太或者追你们女朋友的那个时光。
I invite now all the middle-aged persons among us to remember the time when you were pursuing your wife.
打个比方啊
，just an example.
以前你中意的那个女孩子出去，然后你们有一个很好很美好的晚餐。
So you asked the girl out and you had a very nice dinner.
晚餐之后，你带她到一个很美的地方，里面有音乐配曲，有那个灯光，有那个灯光在那里照耀着。
After dinner, you brought her to a very nice place with a very good atmosphere.
那么这个时候，这个女孩对你说
，Then this girl tells you,
谢谢你的晚餐。
Thank you for your dinner.
你是一个很好的人。
You are a very good person.
然后之后就说什么
？After that,
请送我回家吧。
Please send me home.
这个是什么？这个叫感恩，对不对
？This is give thanks, right?
这个叫感恩，所以你就知道没戏了，对不对
？You know that that's the end of it.
但如果这个女孩对你说
，But if the girl tells you，
谢谢你这个晚餐，这个很好的晚餐。
Thank you for such a wonderful dinner.
然后 you are so romantic.
你很浪漫。
这是什么
？What does this mean？
这是赞美。
It's a praise.
这是赞美，对吧？那你就知道那是完全不一样的事情。
You know that it's different then.
所以你可以在这里看到，你看感恩和赞美是不一样的。
And you can see here giving thanks and praising is different.
我们不但要感恩，我们对神不但要感恩，我们还要赞美他。
Not only should we give thanks to God, we should praise Him.
我们不但因为他所为我们所成就的事情，我们感谢他，我们感恩，我们要赞美他，依他所做的这些事情，我们要赞美他。
Not only should we give thanks for all that He has accomplished for us, but we should praise Him.We are to bless
him. 我们要用各种各样的乐器，要用各种各样的方法来称谢我们的神。
And we use all kinds of ways and instruments to praise our Lord.
因着他的救恩。
Because of his salvation.
因着他对我们的悦纳。
Because of his adoption of us.
因着为耶稣基督所成就的事情，神喜悦我们。
Because of what Jesus Christ has done, God is pleased with us.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你为我们所成就的事情。
We give thanks for what you have accomplished for us.
我们感谢耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所献的祭。
We give thanks to you for the sacrifice that Jesus Christ has given on the cross.
我们感谢因着耶稣基督，我们成为你的儿女，我们被接纳进入你的大家庭。
We give thanks to God that we are adopted in Jesus Christ to be your family.
我们感谢你，耶稣基督就是那个圣殿。
We give thanks to you that Jesus Christ is the temple.
我们感谢你，我们的身体就是圣殿，在这里我们可以与神相遇。
We give thanks to you that our body is the temple and we can meet God here.
你与我们同在，你与我们同行。
You are here with us and you walk with us.
主啊，我们不但要感谢你，而且我们要赞美你。
Oh Lord, we're not only here to give thanks but to give praise to you as well.
我们要为你所做的这些一切事情，我们赞美你，我们来称颂你的名。
For all that you have done, we are to praise you and to bless your name.
因你是全能的主。
For you are the Almighty God.
因你的慈爱永远长存。
For your steadfast love endures forever.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.